Bet Yosef, the beginning of Ilchot Pesach, Siman Taflamet. Is it Siman? Katavti lachem shah. Ah, Taf Kaftet, Slicha. Siman Taf Kaftet, page Shin. Okay, this is the beginning of Ilchot Pesach. Tanya, we learned in a Braita, the Gemara brings down in Masechet Pesachim. Let's at least read the words of the Tur, and then we see what we can see from the Bet Yosef. Tanya, Shoalim Vedorshim Bilchot Pesach, Kodem HaPesach, Peishin Aleph, Sheloshim Yom. We begin to ask and to inquire, Lidrosh, 30 days before Pesach, in the Alachot of Pesach. Hilkach, therefore, Shloshim Yom, Kodem HaPesach, Chal Alav Chovat Bi'ur, Ka'asher Ava'er. In Siman Tafla Medvav, the Tur is going to tell us that there is actually the earliest time for Bi'ur Chametz is already 30 days before Pesach. A month before Pesach. We don't do Bi'ur Chametz until Bedikat Chametz the night before and Bi'ur Chametz in the morning of Erev Pesach. But let's say a person is traveling. Let's say a person is leaving his house Shavua lifnei, Shavuaim lifnei, 2 weeks before, even a month before. If he's leaving the house within Betoch Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, Chayav la'asot bedika. He has to do bedikat chametz. Bishvilo, for him, lel abdika is the night before he goes on the trip. Bli bracha, ata mitkaven. Ken, bli bracha, aval yesh lo chova. But there is a chova to be bodek and to be meva'er. Why is that? Lama shloshim yom? Ki yesh inyan she-shloshim yom kodem ha-Pesach sho'alim ve-dorshim bilchot ha-Pesach. Because 30 days already before, and the Gemara proves this from Psukim. The Gemara shows on Davav in Masechet Pesachim, maybe the Bet Yosef will bring it, that 30 days before we already begin to talk about the halachot of Pesach and to ask questions. So that's not by accident. It's not just like, it's connected to the Chag. That means the avira, the air of the Chag, already begins a month before. So the chalut ha-chiyuv, the chiyuv is chal in the world, the chiyuv shel ma, shel bedika ubi'u chametz, is chal already a month before. So that's why, you know, let's say right now we're cleaning for Pesach. You have in mind, it's not stuff. If a person starts cleaning for Pesach 3 months ago, some people, they do that. Okay, בסדר, מה לעשות? זריזים אולי מקדימים למצוות, לא יודע. אבל, מה זה?
כל החמץ, כבר
מי עוד לפני שבוע. מפסח שעבר אתה מתכוון.
כן, מתחיל.
אז זהו, טוב.
תוציא, הולך לומר משתי נחיל, תראי, מיצות, לא תוציא, זרוק.
כן, גם, אבל הנקודה שרציתי לומר, שאם אדם מנקה בתוך ה-30 יום, שיחשוב לעצמו, אני עושה כאן לשם מצוות ביעור חמץ. כן, אפילו שלא מברך, כמובן שלא. But l'shem bi'ur chametz, because the chiyuv of bi'ur chametz already came down to the world. Connected to the din of shoalim v'dorshim, 30 yom kodem ha-chag. Matzati katuv, says the two, I found written down, the Bet Yosef says, it's found written in the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim. Merosh chodesh nisan, ad ahare isru chag, en noflim al penehem, lo bayom ve lo balayla. That from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the day after Pesach, our minhag, as we're going to see, is the whole entire Nisan, not only till Yisro Chag. But by many Ashkenazim, it's only till Yisro Chag. That from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan till Yisro Chag, no nefilat apayim, no tachanun, lo bayom velo balayla, ve'en omrim tzidkatecha b'mincha b'shabbat. And also the entire Chodesh Nisan, we don't say tzidkatecha on Shabbat, ve'en mit'anim ve'en maspidim. And we don't do ta'anit, let's say, to l'gzor ta'anit zibur, or ta'anit yachid also, no fasting, and no maspidim, right? If someone passes away during Chodesh Nisan, officially there are no hespedim. There are some exceptions, but en maspidim. V'hachi ita beperek batra de masechet sofrim. And so it states in the last perek of masechet sofrim, mipene ma'en mit'anim benisan, page shin bet. Why is it that we're not allowed to fast during the month of Nisan? Mipene shebe'echad benisan hukam ha-mishkan. Because on the first day of Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was erected, as we know. It says openly in the Torah. ושנמסר נשיאים הקריבו קורבנם בשנמסר יום. By the way, we read ויהי ביום השמיני this week, פרשת שמיני. מה זה היה ויהי ביום השמיני? זה היה ראש חודש ניסן. It was the time when הוקם המשכן. So from then and on were brought the korbanot of the nesiim lachanukat hamizbeach. So each one, 12 nesiim, each one were makriv korbanam b'12 yom, kol echad asa v'yomo yom tov. So the first day, let's say, was Shevet Yehuda, right? Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first nasi who brought. That day for the entire Shevet Yehuda was like a yom tov because they brought the korban of the Chanukat HaMizbeach. And each day, so far we covered 12 days into Nisan. Ve'en mit'anim bo ad she'yavor Nisan. And it says in Masechet Sofrim that we don't fast throughout the entire month of Nisan until Nisan finishes. Ve'habechorot, except there's one exception. Ve'habechorot, Peichin Gimel, mit'anim be'erev Pesach. The firstborn are supposed to fast on Erev Pesach. We'll see the reasons for that. Ve'hatalmidim mit'anim bo sheni v'chamishi v'sheni mipenei chilul Hashem shlosha yamim. Now, this is not our minhag at all. Sfaradim, we're never mekabel this minhag, but there is such a thing by the Ashkenazim. It's called the Ta'anit Behab, after the Yom Tov. After Yom Tov. So it's the way the Torah brings it down is talmidim mit'anim bo, the young people, they fast sheni v'chamishi sheni after the chag. According to the Torah, they don't wait. I remember in Mir Yeshiva, they never did ta'anit behab during Nisan. After Nisan was over, then Monday, there would be slichot. Ani lo yada, ulay ayu yechidei segula sheyitanu gam ken, but there was slichot, special slichot that are said in shachrit. Azel, ani megi al ze. So, but first thing, the two, it's mashma from him mitanim bo, maze bo, bechodesh Nisan, shemiyad achare, immediately after Pesach, the first Monday after Pesach, you already begin Behab. So he's mentioning this as another exception to the din that we don't fast on Yom Tov. Now, what does it mean, mipenei chilul Hashem? And what does it mean, shlosha yamim? Ma shlosha yamim mipenei chilul Hashem? So he's saying, because, is he going to explain it over here? Eli, hine. Bo nigmo kodem et hadvar. So first of all, he's explaining that when it says mitanim shlosha yamim behab is right after Pesach. Kemo sheregilim beAshkenaz, the tour, you know, Baal HaTurim, he lived in Sfarad, although he came from Ashkenaz. When he was a young boy, he came with his father, the Rosh. They came from Ashkenaz, they came to Sfarad. V'niyu rabbanei Sfarad. Mamash kacha, Rosh ubno HaTur were rabbanei Sfarad. But maze? Al ma ata mitkaven? Sheken, osif sivirat. Ken, aval adayin, efshar litanot. Ze lo mafriya la'inyan shel tanit. So he's saying, kemo sheregilim, like I saw that they have the minhag in Ashkenaz, litanot shlosha yamim achar ha-Pesach, v'chen achar sukot, achshav hu yagi al ha'inyan shel chilul Hashem, mipene shehem yemei mishte v'simcha, because Pesach and Sukkot are yamim tovim. So people drink and people eat, v'shema mitoch kach ba'u lidei avera. Maybe during the meals, maybe, you know, simchat hachag, hakol mutar pitom, you know, because yom tov. So people get a little bit lightheaded. Ve'ulay mitnahagim bekalut rosh, they behave in a way, natsanua also. And so therefore, that's why maybe they came lidei avera, that's why they developed the minhag of ta'aniyot behav. Ve'samchu otam akra de'iyov. And there's a support for this from a pasuk in Iyov, where you see over there, it says, "Vayhi ki kifu yemei mishte veheela olot." It says, "Mazi ki kifu ksheba'u lesofam." When the days of the mishte that Iyov did in Perek Aleph, it says he made a lot of parties. Ki kifu akavna ksheba'u lesofat kufa, kifu minashon kufa. When the days of mishte stopped, then it says, "Veheela olot mispar kulam." He brought korbanot ola for all the people. Let's say there were 20 people, he brought 20 olot. Lama, the pasuk says, ki amar Iyov ulai chateu banai. Because because he said, maybe during the mishta'ot, during the parties, my children, maybe they were acting not so good and they sinned. He bring all this. So this is a semech, the support to this inyan of Tanit Behav. Again, this Faradim, I don't think we're ever noheg this inyan. Even the tour, he says, kemo shenagu be'ashkenaz. It was totally an Ashkenaz minhag, which is interesting. You'll ask me why. I don't know why. Maybe Sfaradim... I don't know why. But so those are the few points that we saw here in the two. Number one, Sho'ani v'doshim, 30 yom kodem achad. Number two, Chiyuv abdika already is chal in the world, 30 yom kodem. It goes together with the Sho'ani v'doshim. Number three, we don't say tachanun throughout Chodesh Nisan, at least till Isur Chag. Our minhag is till the end of the month. And the Bet Yosef is going to say the reason, because Mipenishi Yatzar Ubo, because most of the month went without Tachanun, Mimela, we Morchim Et Asof Gamken, we do the endos. Matai, אתה מתכוון עכשיו זה בסדר, אבל אתה מתכוון אולי בניסן אחרי יסוחק, אז אתה לא תגיד, זה הכל. תשאל, קח ספר, לא, לא חייבים, לא, בעניין זה לא צריכים, קח ספר, זה יחשבו שאתה עושה תחנון, מה הבעיה? קח ספר ולא צריך. And that's point number three. And then we learned the inyan of why the first days of Nisan are also happy days because of the Korbanot HaNesi'im, which we're going to read during Chodesh Nisan. Then we learned about the Ta'anit Bechorim and also the Minhag Ashkenaz of Ta'aniyot Behab. So let's go back to the beginning just to start. I know it's 8:15, I have to go anyway, but just to start, go back to page Shin. Let's see the words of the Bet Yosef. Tanya, Sho'anim v'ilchot, on the left-hand column. Sho'anim v'ilchot ha-Pesach, kodim ha-Pesach, 30 yom. V'perek kama di-Psachim. This comes from the first perek of Psachim, Davav Amud Alef. Ken? Ve'im tomar. Now here's a famous question, Rabotai. You all heard this before. Ve'hatanya v'perek b'nei ha'ir. But we have a braita in the perek, in the end of Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Bet. What does it say there? Mamash, the last Gemara. Anyone who makes a siyum on Megillah, this is the Gemara he reads. Moshe tiken lahem leYisrael sheYehu shoalim v'doshim beilchot Pesach bePesach. Lo katuv 30 yom, shama katuv bePesach. Ilchot atzeret, ma ze atzeret? Shavuot beAtzeret. Ilchot chag, ma ze chag? Sukkot beChag. As the stira, on one hand, in Masechet Pesachim, and Davav, it tells me 30 yom kodem achag, and then at the end of Masechet Megillah, you tell me Moshe tiken lahem leYisrael. That they should be shoalim v'dorshim b'ilchot ha-Pesach, lo 30 yom, be-Pesach, on Pesach, you ask about the ilchot Pesach. Is this a stira or not? So v'yesh lomar, the Bet Yosef says, deha detanya shoalim v'dorshim kodem ha-Pesach 30 yom. The Gemara in Pesachim that tells us that we are shoel v'doresh 30 days before b'ilchot ha-Pesach, lav le-memra, it's not to tell me דאנו מחויבים לשאול ולדרוש בהלכות הפסח. No, 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 no. כשכתוב, when it says in the Gemara פסחים וב, שואלים ודורשים בהלכות הפסח 30 יום קודם אחר, it doesn't mean a חיוב, אלא, so why do you tell me 30 יום? למה נפקמינה? If it's not a חיוב, so what's the נפקמינה? אלא משום דקיימה לן בעלמה, because we have a הלכה, it comes from תוספתא in Sanhedrin, בשני תלמידים, let's say you have two תלמידים that come to the rabbi, ששואלים, they both have a question. אחד שואל כעניין, ואחד שלא כעניין. One is asking something that is pertinent, שנוגע לעניינים, כן? הוא לא בא ביום פסח, שואל לו על הלכות פורים. You know, something like this. שואל כעניין, יש לו שאלה כעניין, and one is asking שלא כעניין. So, not that the rabbi dismisses the one who's asking שלא כעניין, you have to answer him also, but who gets priority? למי הוא עונה קודם? נזקקים לשואל כעניין. First you answer the one who's שואל כעניין. In Pirkei Avot we see that שואל כעניין is one of the מעלות of a person of קנייני תורה. אתה להשמוינן. So that's what the Gemara in Pesachim is teaching us. דכל ששואל בלכות הפסח 30 יום, קודם לפסח, חשיב שואל כעניין. Let's say I have two people. One comes with a question about הלכות פסח. And one comes with a question, הלכות, אני יודע, תפילין. כן? עכשיו, the guy who comes הלכות פסח, two people coming to the rabbi. This one פסח. So the rabbi is looking at his calendar. He says, "What about Yom Pesach? Pesach is in 3 weeks. What are Shoel Oti? You're asking me 3 weeks? No, it's Toch 30 Yom. This Shoel Kainyan. So ants nizkakim leze sheshoel kainyan. But if, let's say, before the 30 days, again, if he's going to ask Bilchot Pesach, you can answer the other one first and then answer, then come to him. It's machloket in the Achronim, Purim, the day of Purim. Are Purim is exactly 30 yom kodem achag. But the thing is that Purim, especially outside of Yerushalayim, is Yudalet Be'adar. So it's 30 yom kodem erev Pesach. Ze lo 30 yom kodem achag, achag is tetvav. Right? So it's a machloket in the poskim. If on Purim already we begin Shoanim Vedorshim. And the interesting thing is, let's say on the day of Purim, two people come to the rabbi. One has a halakha, a she'ela, an ilchot Purim. And one has a she'ela, an ilchot Pesach. Who do you answer first? Lekule alma, you answer the one of Purim. Purim is chovat hayom. That's the day itself. Pesach, ulai ze 30 yom kodem achag. Yesh machloket if Purim itself or the day after Purim. So that's an interesting discussion in the halakha. So that's one answer how to resolve the stira between the Gemara in Pesachim and Gemara Megillah. The chiyuv to ask on Pesach ze bechag. That's during Pesach. Aval before there's no chiyuv, aval is shoel kainya. Ve'od yesh lomar. Another answer. The dine Pesach al kol panim tzarich lehodiam la'am kodem la'Pesach 30 yom. He says, when it comes to the halachot of Pesach avotai, you have to start teaching the people the halachot of Pesach at least 30 days before. Kedei sheyeh lahem shahut rav leitasek b'tchinat achitim, ve'afiyat matzah, ve'hag'alat kelim, u'biur chametz. I mean, you know how many things you have to do for Pesach and you have to know the halachot? Tchinat achitim, the grinding of the wheat for the matzot, and the baking of the matzah, and the hag'ala of kelim. And biur chametz, all of these have many halachot in the Shulchan Aruch. You can't wait till Pesach to ask about hag'alat kelim. Sir, hag'alat kelim you had to do yesterday. What are you asking me? So these are many things that a person has to know before. De'ilu be'Pesach, letlehu takanta. On Pesach already, zekvar en lahim takana. Ilo avdelehu kilchatai hu mikami hachi. If you didn't do them kahalacha beforehand. Masheen ke mishar mo'adim. By the other chagim, the be'atzeret, for example, Shavuot. What's the halachot of Shavuot? Lekadinim yoter mi b'shar yom tov. You don't have more halachot on Shavuot than any other yom tov. Sach hakol, the halachot of yom tov. Okay, can I light a cigar or not? Can I cook this food or not? So that you ask on the chag. Ze lo tzarich 30 yom. So therefore, the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, when it says, Shoalim be'atzeret, be'atzeret, chag ve'chag, Pesach is an exception. That's 30 yom kodem. Now, what about Sukkot? U'b'sukkot, you might ask, so Sukkot also has many halachot. Af al gav de'ika mitzvat sukkah velulav, en tzarich lilmod bahem kol kach dinim. It's a very interesting thing that Beit Yosef says. Because the truth is, if you open up Shulchan Aruch, and you see the halachot of Sukkot, just the halachot of Sukkah is half of a sefer. The other half, zilchot arba aminim. I exaggerated a little bit. I meant that zilchot Pesach merubim yoter. The halachot of Pesach are more. Aval gam zilchot Sukkah, ze lukeach lefachot chatzia sefer shel Mishnah Berurah chelek vav. Very, very much. So he's saying, why isn't it that we have to know these halachot before? He says, yeah, but they're not all crucial to know them before the chag. You have to know some basics, how to make a sukkah. Okay, certain yotzei min haklal cases that are exceptional, mele, it's not so nogea. Aval Pesach, the bulk of the halachot of Pesach are nogea before Pesach. Afiyat matzah, tchinat chitim, biur chametz, agalat kelim. All these take up half of chelek he Mishnah Berurah. Chelek he is dedicated for l'chot Pesach. Half of it, you didn't even get to the seder yet. To halachot seder. When you get to halachot seder, it's another half. Okay? So there's so many things that you cannot rely to ask when you get there. He says, da'afilu sukat ganvach v'rakvash kesherah. Because Ganvach, I'll just say one of the otiyot. It's Rashi Tevot, but Ganvach is a gimel, is a goy. Bonagit, as even a sukkah that was built by a goy, it's a kasher. Ken? Sukkah that was built by a kuti, sukkah that was built by by ro'im, by shepherds. These are sugyot in Masechet Sukkah, but they're all kasher. Ubitfanot. What about the walls? Sage b'shtaim kelchatam u'shlishit afilu tefach. Ma tzarich sachakor, says the Bet Yosef to know. All you need is two walls and the third one afilu tefach. Gamarnu. Ma yesh lishol 30 yom kodem achag al ze. You don't need. Velulav. Now you might ask, rega, aval yesh halachot lulav etrog. Velulavim etrogim rupam kesherim. Bet Yosef, alav shalom. הוא אומר, אל תדאגו כל כך, לולבים ואתרוגים, most of them are kasher, לא צריך להשתגע. תגיד את זה לאנשים, תגיד, הם יחשבו שאתה אפיקורס, תגיד, לא, 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 זה המילים של הבית יוסף. ועוד, he says, שאין תרחת סוכה ולולב מרובה, it's not such a big תרחה, ודיין להתעסק בהם בערב אחד. You can do everything I once had to do, everything on ערב סוכות, and it's possible. Erev Sukkot, you build the sukkah, you get the lulav etrog, migamarnu, ma shayach. Lo tzarich lo hagalat kelim, velo biur chametz, velo batir. Umishum hachi, that's why, lo ba'e lishol velidrosh, velchotav kol kach zman kodem. Therefore, you don't have to ask so many before. So, in other words, it came out that this second tirutz of the Bet Yosef, he's saying, the Gemara at the end of Megillah that says, tiken laim Moshe Rabbeinu shoalim bechag, is talking specifically about Sukkot and Shavuot. Pesach, זה יוצא מן הכלל. הבעיה היא, that in that מאמר it says, הלכות פסח, בפסח. It also says on פסח. Why are you making פסח different? והדתניה ששואלים בהלכות פסח, בפסח, והלכות חג בחג. This that it says that you should ask the הלכות of פסח on פסח, and the הלכות of סוכות on סוכות, היינו לדרוש בתעמים. That's not talking about the הלכות. That's some of the reasons for the mitzvot. Bateamim shebaaburam nitztavinu b'moedahu. What are the reasons? Why do we have to sit in the sukkah? Why do we have to eat the matzah? Why are we not allowed to eat chametz? Oh, ze kvar betoch hachag, arav yochol itrosh, lamalo. You don't have to take 30 days before. Those are not the practical issues. It's the philosophical questions. Efshar b'chag leitaneg aleihem. And of course, all the things that are asur mutar on Yom Tov, any Yom Tov, as far as Hilchot Yom Tov is concerned. Veteda, and a proof to this, the Dumia de Atzeret Katani, because it puts it in the same sentence as Shavuot, she'en bo halachot acherot ele'elu. It only has the halachot of the day. V'chen shoalim bepesach v'chag lo kamar el halachot elu. So therefore, in Pesach and Chag, it means that avashar halachot, קודם לכם שואלים ודורשים בהם קודם לפסח 30 יום קודם. ובסוכות יום או יומיים. אז סוכות יום יומיים. All right, so that's the second. So what's the second answer? שואלים ודורשים in מסך הפסחים 30 יום is because the הלכות of פסח are מרובה that you need to know a lot of them before the חג. Therefore, that's an exception. ועוד יש לומר, נסיים את הדף, ועוד יש לומר, a third answer. So we're coming now to a third answer to resolve the stira between the Gemara Pesachim and Megillah. The בפרק כמה דעבודה זרה אמרינן, the תמה דבעינן קודם לפסח 30 יום, the Gemara says in מסכת עבודה זרה, the reason why we need 30 days before פסח, מפני הקורבן. בכלל, it's because of קורבן פסח, כדי לבודקו ממומין, in order to check the animal that it doesn't have any blemishes. כלומר, שכל ישראל חייבים להקריב קורבן לחג זה, since everyone is חייב to bring the קורבן פסח, צריכים 30 יום לדרוש להם בלכות הפסח, you need 30 days to prepare, this reason is נוגע in the time of the בית המקדש. You need time to prepare, to check, to know what מומין, what disqualifies this animal from the קורבן, what does not, כדי שיהיה שהות לכולם לקח להם קורבנות בדוקים ממומין, so that everybody has the time to buy a well-checked, perfect animal. You're not allowed to bring an animal on the Mizbeach that has a blemish. Even though nowadays this is not relevant, we don't have korban. Kevan de bizman shehaya korban, hitkinu sheyu dorshim 30 yom, kodem takana, lo zaza, 30 yom kodem, I'm sorry, takana lo zaza mimkoma. Since in the time of the Bet HaMikdash, they made a takana to 30 yom kodem achag, to be doresh before Pesach because of the korban, so even after the Bet HaMikdash, lo zaza takana mimkoma, the takana stayed in place. So we have three answers from the Bet Yosef, how to answer the stira from Pesachim to Megillah. Answer number one, the chiyuv to ask talachot is during the chag. This that it says 30 yom is only le'inyan shoel ka'inyan. that you are asking b'makom, that it's not considered like you're asking from left field. Second answer is the most practical one. It says, listen, Pesach is the exception because it has many halachot that you need to know before Pesach comes in. Whereas when it comes to Sukkot, Yom Yomayim, when it comes to Atzeret, you only need to know on the day itself. And the third answer is, by Pesach, everybody needed to know the halachot of Korbanot and Mumin, what's considered a Mum, what is not. So you have to start being Doresh to the people about these halachot 30 days before so that they have time to find a good animal, Keves, for their Korban. Even though today we don't have the Korban, but being that this takana was made in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, takana lo zaza mim koma. Okay?